Welcome back to The Unsolved, a podcast where we investigate the mysteries that are left unknown. Today, Michael and I will be investigating a bite out of history, all events from the early 2000s. This podcast is brought to you by Skyrocket Banking. Skyrocket Banking ensures the safety of your money by sending your money to the depths of space. No one will be able to reach and access your account. The only issue with their technique is there's a 50-50 possibility that you will never be able to see or use your money ever again. But at least your money is safe out of the dangers of the world. So join Skyrocket Banking to ensure the safety of your money.
About 20 years ago, when the internet was still pretty new, a group of criminals from St. Petersburg, Russia, hacked into a large U.S. bank and started stealing money. The criminals were led by a young computer programmer, and no masks, notes, or guns were needed. This was a robbery for the technical era.
Just for your information, some of the technology models during this attack and time include DARPA's Sentibots project. It was sought to prove that about 100 could survey a potentially dangerous area and could seek or find items of like and interest. The Handspring Trio was a line of smartphones, including built-in keyboards, cameras, and the Palm operating system. The Roomba was another large invention using a cleaning algorithm. The robot could clean a room and detect objects and avoid them.
The case began in July 2004, when multiple bank customers noticed that $400,000 was missing from their accounts. Once the bank found out about the situation, they contacted the FBI immediately, and they figured out hackers hacked and got money from the money institution system. The bank later monitored the transactions and found 40 illegal transactions starting from late June through October. The hackers were making the transactions through overseas accounts, which led up to $10 million. However, the bank managed to freeze the overseas accounts and no money can be withdrawn from it. This podcast is brought to you by Nokia. Nokia is a wonderful laptop that is very strong and powerful. The computer can run applications really quickly and easily. You can get your Nokia today for a 20% discount off if you buy it today and at your local Nokia store.
The only place where the money was transferred to within the U.S. was San Francisco. Investigators marked their point down on the owners as a Russian couple. When the wife landed in San Francisco and attempted to withdraw from the account, the FBI arrested her, and soon after they arrested her husband. They both cooperated and stated that their operation was controlled from a St. Petersburg computer.
Eventually, the bank teamed up with the Russian authorities, which provided fantastic cooperation. The Russian authorities provided evidence Levin was the one accessing all the computers and the bank accounts. In March 2002, Levin was lured to London and got arrested. He even admitted he was guilty for his crimes. Today, the victimized bank put up protective network measures to ensure security. The FBI expanded the cybercrime capabilities and made it easier to leave global footprints.
Just to recap, about 20 years ago, when the internet was still young and new, criminals hacked and accessed banks and stole over $10 million.
As soon as the banks discovered, the FBI was right on the case. Sooner or later, the banks were monitoring the transactions and pinpointed 40 illegal transactions from overseas accounts.
The criminals who participated in this operation were a young Russian couple and were helped by a computer programmer.
They were later caught when they were withdrawing money from the account. Today, they are still in prison for their crimes. Thank you for joining us today.
We hope you join us next time on The Unsolved for another exciting mystery.